Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the LifeInvestigated.com podcast on this 18th of December, 2024. Being diligent is something that we are all required to be to protect our safety, our families, our homes, our nation is diligence. Unfortunately, in today's world, we do not have the luxury to walk around with our head in the clouds, our head in the sand, ignoring the events of the world and the societal changes that have came about even more so in the last 10 years or so. On 9/11, after the 9/11 attack on the homeland, I saw a lot of decals and signs and et cetera, et cetera. One was pray. It's funny how prayer becomes a topic of this nation when there is a great need, and then it subsides as greatly or as quickly as it came on the scene. And the other thing was never forget. And I still see that today. Never forget. And there are some of us in this country that have not forgotten the events of 9/11. And we pray about it. We do the things we can in our own little world to mitigate any opportunities for a terrorist attack to happen on the homeland here in the United States of America. You know, one is being diligent. One is knowing the signs, the indicators of a particular terrorist activity or terrorist activity that might be being planned. Knowing how to report the issues. And more importantly, like I said, well, not more importantly than reporting something that you see, but certainly being diligent in your observation skills. I was thinking back this morning also to Israel, October 7th, 2023, a vicious, murderous attack on a sovereign nation, the sovereign nation of Israel, by its enemies, unprovoked and undeserved. And as of today, as far as I know, on December the 18th, 2024, some 14 months later, Israel is still fighting for its sovereignty and its existence. They have shown the power of their might and their armies and their technology and their willingness to use them. And I think it's demonstrated the long arm of God when it comes to protecting Israel also. And I think the long arm of God protects America every day. However, in a corrupt, sinful society with a corrupt, sinful government, you know, where does God's long arm of protection end? And where does his grace end? Where does his mercy end? Or is there an end? Here's my concern. Israel was attacked on a holiday during a celebration of the nation. It's Christmas time here in America in 2024. And I just seem to have a heavy burden on me about almost a dread in some circumstances. Now, that could be coming from many different things in life. Under the last 4 years of the criminal enterprise and the absolute corrupt and incompetent people that have been in charge of this country, who are America haters, freedom haters, Christian haters, well, any kind of religion, really, they hate, except for the religion of themselves and their lustful lasciviousness and desires that they all want for power, money, greed, etc. We are extremely vulnerable in the United States. Even the corrupt FBI has been trying to warn you for months now. The number of potential terrorists that we have in this country, we know through the criminal act of treason that Harris and Biden have committed against the country, with the lack of, it's not a lack of border security, actually. We still have the same forces there, and we still have the same policies. They just were not enacted or utilized during this criminal event. And this is what it was. It's been a criminal event purposely designed to destroy this country. But even the corrupt FBIs, they've been telling you for months and months now, we are subject to attack on the homeland. We need all due diligence to be recognized. You know, and I think the message that's been coming out is to the American citizens to be prepared. It's unknown what could happen. We know through the criminal treason, thousands upon thousands of independent lone wolf terrorists with terrorist ties, terrorist manifestos, and hatred against America, and in particular Christians too, that they've been allowed to not only walk into this country, some of them have been flown at the American taxpayers' expense. Come on in and prepare their tax from the inside. And I really think, my personal opinion is that the criminal enterprise of Washington, D.C., of the Biden-Harris White House, of the Nancy Pelosi House, and maybe even some Republicans complicit in this, I believe they knew who they were bringing in. I even believe they, on some of these terrorists and instigators, they have particularly sought out and brought into this country. Do I have any evidence of that? No, that they are particularly seeking out certain criminals to come in. I don't have any evidence of it, but that doesn't mean it didn't happen, and it doesn't mean the evidence is not out there somewhere to be discovered sooner or later, if we survive, that is. I know we feel like we have a new lease on America because of the re-election of Trump. That's not necessarily so. Of course, he likes to have the accolades thrown at him and tell you what he's accomplished. And no doubt he has accomplished some things and will accomplish some things again. But I keep hearing about this mandate. Well, this mandate, the way it's presented by the conservative media anyway, is impossible practically for a human being, any man or woman of any party or any experience, to deal with in totality. The task that that the media wants to say that you, the American voter, has given Trump is so overwhelming that God might even have to step back and think about this situation for a minute or two to know how to figure it out. And God's sovereign, Trump's not. God's sovereign, the Republican Senate is not. God's sovereign, and the House of Congress is not. So what can we do? Pray, be diligent, be prepared. Pray, be diligent, be prepared. We've taught the 8 signs of terrorism for years now in security and criminal justice classes. Those, you can go out there and search those signs and see what some of the observation testing of security, you know, gaining supplies and different things that an organized terrorist effort would do. And although I know because of the open border that there have been some organizations come in, but there have been a lot of lone wolves come in. And you know, those lone wolves, if they all just by happenstance, if you will, decide to start operating and become active within a short period of time, they will not affect maybe as great of an area and have as many fatalities and casualties and interruption of the American lifestyle as an organized attack like 9/11 or the organized attack on Israel of October the 7th. They may not have as many at one time, but if these guys start realizing a terrorist A and B have all started their activities in the south, all right, it's terrorists C, D, and F that have come in through the northern border, well, let's go ahead and let's start our activities too in conjunction with these others, et cetera, et cetera. So these lone wolves can create a lot of havoc in a short period of time. And basically because they are loners, they have their own agenda, which is to kill Americans, kill Christians, and kill the country. They can do almost the same damage as an organized, pinpointed, concentrated, tactical effort against targets or targets in this nation. Because after all, a terrorist act goal is to inflict terror, to disrupt operations, and to kill people that they think they hate. Or they've just been so misguided. You know, I looked at the way we, especially, well, it's not just younger people, but younger people tend to be more impressionable for celebrities and certain things. And I look and see how celebrity oriented the American culture is now. You know, I saw on one of these news shows last night that I guess it was all of Michelle Obama's little flunky employees, which they were pathetic looking. They looked like losers. And they're certainly acting like losers as they form lines on each side of the whatever banquet hall they have in their homes or et cetera. How many millions or mansions they have now, I don't know. And how many employees she has, I don't know. There was a bunch of people there singing her praises, a song, improvised the words Michelle Obama as she done her little dance going down the line. You know, of course, she was, you know, in the end of October, 1st of November, she was giving speeches that the world was coming to an end if Donald Trump got elected. And now she's going around dancing the jig. I mean, you know, having a good time selling books and products and making millions and millions of more dollars and having her little loser flunky employees. That was some of the ugliest people I've ever seen. Gathered along the wall, it looked like a prison wall to me with the way these people looked and dressed, and perverts and reprobates and etc. are just impressionable, stupid people. Most of them pretty young, but just impressionable, stupid people. So impressionable, stupid people will follow any cause that will accept them because they need a place to belong. They need something to feel important about. So here we are. It's Christmas 2024. It's not a great, certainly it's not a great uplifting Christmas message unless you're of the mindset, I want to be able to survive anything they throw at me. It's one thing I've determined over my years. I can use all the protective measures that I possibly can find to use and implement and be aware and be as diligent as I can But the truth of the matter is, if somebody really wants to take me out, they can get me. That's just the bottom line. All I can do is make it as difficult for them and be as prepared for survival as I can. So I made a resolution years ago. You might take me out, but I will go out fighting. I will go out with the mindset that if I can take you out first, I will. You bring that aggression towards me, you're going to get it back as best as I can give it. I'm going to be aware and diligent and try to thwart any attempts that might be made against me or my family personally, and anything that I might see that's about to be attempted against the homeland here, the United States of America. I think we showed some solidification as a nation at the election to a point. But there were almost as many Americans, supposedly registered voters, supposedly Americans, voted for the exact opposite, the absolute destruction of this country. There are almost as many. I know it was a landslide, blah, blah, blah. You can say all these words you want to, but it really wasn't that much of a landslide. Come on now, let's just face the cold, hard facts about it. It's scary when we think about how many millions of people voted for an absolute idiot, an absolute piece of garbage, and the agenda that was represented, which really wasn't any agenda. That how many people in America are that mindless and pathetic and need recognition so bad, or whatever it was, why you would vote for platforms like that or no platforms at all. It's because you're stupid. You're ignorant. I don't care whether you call yourself a Democrat or a Republican. It's probably a lot of Republicans voted for this criminal. But, hey. For the time being, that is the good part about America. You can make certain decisions and choose the bed that you want to lay in. And then you'll cry when it doesn't work out to be what you wanted. Be diligent. The enemy attacked Israel on its holiday celebrations, its times of remembrance. Don't think America is exempt from a Christmas attack. Be safe. Be aware. If you believe in prayer, say a prayer or two. Do everything you can. It's Patriot Trainer. I'll see you next time.